In 1 week's time, Czechs will be marking the 17th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, which toppled the communist regime. Do they still remember what the communist days were like? And are they happy with their lives today? A poll conducted by the CVVM Agency for Researching Public Opinion suggests that Czechs are extremely disgruntled with what's going on around them these days. 36% of respondents said their lives today were incomparably better than under the communist regime. 35% said it was 50-50, and they really couldn't say whether their lives were better or not. And 15% said that their lives had definitely been better under the communist regime. Daniela Lazarova spoke to one of the authors of the study, Klára Procházková, to find out what is behind the figures, in particular, why 35% of Czechs can't decide whether their lives today are better than before 1989.
Well, I think that the problem is that this was an October survey in this October 2006, and this opinion reflects the political situation in Czech Republic of the last half a year. So it reflects disappointment with political situation, with the behavior on the political scene.
What is the problem? What are the main things that people don't like?
Well, a lot of people think that politicians lie. They are also disappointed with corruption and also with unemployment. One-fifth of people is disappointed with unemployment.
It's still a pretty strong statement to say that it's 50-50 now and before the revolution. Is it that we no longer appreciate the newfound democracy and the right to travel and freedom of speech and so on?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's about 17 years after revolution, and people now don't care too much if they can travel or not, because it's 17 years when it is possible.
So they take a lot of these things for granted.
Yeah.
Among the things that people complain about is decline in morals. Now, morals weren't exactly high before the fall of the Iron Curtain under the communist regime. So what is wrong there? What do they mean when they speak of a moral decline?
They don't like how do people behave to each other. And a lot of people also think that if somebody, for example, self-employers, have really much money, that it's not possible to earn this in an honest way.
When they say decline in morals, they're talking about corruption.
Yeah, about corruption, about criminality, and also how do people behave to each other. Because the time now, it's a more individualistic time than it was before. I think that people think that everybody think only on himself, that they are too selfish.
Now, 15% say that they were better off before the fall of the Iron Curtain. They were better off under communism. What kind of people gave you this answer?
Well, it's usually people older than 60 years. And it's usually people which are economically non-active, particularly pensioners. And it's also the people who think that their life level or the situation of their household is bad. And the people whose earnings are not too good, and also the people who vote communist.
There is one thing here that caught my attention. Very many people said that basically there was no difference in how politicians behaved before under the communist regime and how they behave now. Can you explain that?
It's just also about the truth. They think that politicians, that they don't say them the truth.
That they lie to them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's also everything about the corruption, about the tunneling, about the interpersonal behavior. And they don't like that politicians have some exceptions, that they behave not like a normal people.
That they're an elite.
Yeah.
That they're in it for the perks and the money. Is that the general feeling?
Yeah, yeah.
That was Klára Procházková from CVVM Agency for Research of Public Opinion. The National